Hello, this is Percy, and I'm calling from Sabrina Research, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing our nation, state, and local communities. Do you live in the city of Glenwood Springs?
Yes.
All right. That would be a yes. Are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
Yes.
All right. Are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or an independent?
Unaffiliated.
All right. Overall, how would you rate the quality of life in Glenwood Springs? Would you say it's excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Average. I don't know what you want. Average.
All right. So would that be like good, maybe? Like it's like, eh.
Good,
like it's,
yeah, maybe good.
All right. Yeah, so is your opinion of the Glenwood Springs City Council very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
All right. How would you rate the overall quality or conditions of the streets and roads in Glenwood Springs? Would you say it's excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Not so good.
All right. And which of these three statements best applies to the streets and roads near where you live? Number one, the city has done a good job keeping them in good condition. Number two, the city has made repairs and fixes, but they are in need of more repairs. Or three, no repairs or fixes have been made, and they are in bad condition.
In my, like, housing area?
Mm-hmm. Just in the area where you live.
The third one you said.
Third one? All right. How would you rate the overall level of taxes and fees you pay as a resident of Glenwood Springs, given the high-level services provided by your local or state government? Would you say it's much too high, somewhat too high, about right, or a bit low?
Somewhat too high.
All right. So as you may have heard or read, the city of Glenwood Springs is considering a ballot issue this November, asking voters to either renew or replace a soon-to-expire local one-half-cent sales tax that generates money for street maintenance and repair. So if you could please cast your vote as either yes or no on each of the following three separate options. Option number one, would you vote yes or no to renew the 1/2 cent sales tax and add an additional 1/2 cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the streets when a full replacement of a street is needed?
I'd vote yes.
Would you vote yes or no? Oh, this is option two. So would you vote yes or no to renew the 1/2 cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4 cent to a total of 3/4 to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years?
No on that one.
And option three, would you vote yes or no to continue the 1/2 cent sales tax for 20 years that funds city street and road maintenance?
No on that one.
All right. Okay. So next, do you agree or disagree with the statement that opponents to whatever sales tax increase ballot issue the city puts forth this November might make? Then the statement goes, taxes are high enough already, and we can't trust the government, the city government, or the politicians to spend this money either as promised or without wasting it.
What am I supposed to answer there?
Do you agree or disagree with that statement? Would you like me to read the statement again? Agree?
No, all right. I agree with that.
Okay.
I agree.
So lastly, here we have a few statements that supporters of the local sales tax for road maintenance and street repair might make. And if you could rate each statement as either being a very persuasive reason, a somewhat persuasive reason, or not at all a persuasive reason to want to vote yes on a sales tax ballot. So the kind of like list goes, the first one is, the full 1 cent sales tax option provides additional money to do a full roadway and under the street infrastructure repair all at once, so that when the streets are torn up and replaced, the deteriorating water and sewer pipes underneath, some of which are around 70 years old, can also be replaced.
Okay, give me my answer. What am I supposed to answer there?
Mm-hmm. So based on that statement, do you think it's a very persuasive reason, a somewhat persuasive reason, or a not at all persuasive reason to want to vote yes on the sales tax ballot?
Very persuasive.
The city's public works department has a solid record of accomplishment maintaining, fixing, and replacing damaged streets. They can be trusted to continue doing this needed work.
The middle one, the
somewhat persuasive?
somewhat persuasive, yeah.
All right. Voting yes to increase the sales tax ballot, the sales tax above its current 1/2 cent level, provides more money to improve sidewalks, crosswalks, signage, and bike lanes, which will increase safety of walking and biking in Glenwood Springs.
That's very persuasive.
A significant proportion of the sales tax money for Glenwood Springs roads is paid by non-residents who make purchases here. We get good roads, streets, and decided to use and contribute.
Can you repeat that one? I didn't quite understand that all.
For sure. A significant proportion of this sales tax money from Glenwood Springs roads is paid by non-residents who make purchases here, so we get good roads and streets, and outsiders who use them also contribute.
Somewhat persuasive.
Glenwood Springs weather is tough on roads, so we need to continually work to maintain and fix public fixing damage before it gets worse and costs more.
That's very persuasive.
100% of all money raised by this street sales tax goes toward maintaining and replacing roads and streets in the city. By law, the sales tax revenue cannot be diverted to other uses.
Very persuasive.
Unless the residents of Glenwood Springs agree to pay for road maintenance and repairs, there is very little money from the state or federal government to keep our streets in good shape. It is up to the local community to take care of itself.
That's very precise.
Since the cost of construction materials for road repair is up significantly since voters last approved 1/2 cent sales tax nearly 20 years ago, a 1/4 cent increase in the local sales tax is now needed to generate the money to keep up pace and ensure that all needed maintenance repair projects can get done.
Somewhat precise.
Voting yes for a full 1 cent sales tax means that when the city needs to do a full replacement of a street and the aging pipes below, that work can get done faster on a larger portion of the street, meaning less overall disruption to neighbors than it is currently necessary.
Very precise.
All right, and lastly, by voting yes for the full 1 cent sales tax, the future cost of replacing aging, leaky water sewer and sewer pipes will be shafted away from homeowners and their water bills onto the sales tax, where the cost is shared with non-residents making purchases in Glenwood Springs who drive on our streets.
Somewhat persuasive.
All right. So now having heard all this, like, new information that, well, that may be new to you, both sides, how would you vote yes or no on each of the following options? And again, it's just option one, which is to renew the 1/2 cent sales tax and add an additional 1/2 cent for a total of 1 cent sales tax to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the streets when a full replacement of the street is needed.
Yes,
would you vote
on that one?
Yes. All right. Option two, again, to renew the 1/2 cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4 cent for a total of 3/4 to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years.
Well, I'd vote yes on any of them, whichever one they put on the ballot, so yes.
All right. And then option again three, to continue the 1/2 cent sales tax for 20 years that funds city street and road maintenance.
Yes.
And finally, if voters approve any of these three sales tax ballots, would you support or oppose allowing the city to borrow against future sales tax revenue in order to get the money up front to speed up road repair and replacement projects and contract for repairs at today's construction prices rather than future rising prices?
I vote yes.
All right. So you would support it?
Yes, I would support that.
So am I correct in assuming your gender is female?
Say that again?
Am I correct in assuming your gender is female?
Yes, that is correct.
Right. Now, could you please tell me what your age is? Or would you feel more comfortable if I tell you, like, kind of ranges between which one you fit under?
I'm 57.
All right. How long have you lived in Glenwood Springs?
What? 57 years.
All right. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Own.
All right. Well, this will include a survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly, truly appreciate it. Hope you have a good rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.